Today's daf is daf kuf. Hey, so we got to the last two lines of kuf dalad and beis, and the Gemara yesterday was talking about rukika and chalitza and kriya. So Gemara says last two lines. Umi amar Rabbi Kiva rukika lo pasla. Is it really true that Rabbi Kiva says rukika does not pasla them? That if the yavama were to do a rukika alone, so the din was that it doesn't pasla the brothers. They could still go ahead and do yibum afterwards. Rukika is really insignificant. Is that really true? V'hatani, doesn't the brayza say, going on to daf kuf hey, rukika Vilo kara, if there was a rakika but no kriya, chalitzasa ksher, that's a good chalitza. Rakika vilo chalitza, vilo kara, chalitzasa psula. So if there's rakika and there's nothing else, so then that's possible. What does it mean, possible? So if you look at Rashi at the top line here, rakika vilo chalitza, vilo kara, chalitzasa psula, uposalta aha achim knefarjva azio. The chalitza was not effective. He has to do another chalitza with all the other parts to it, but at the same time, the rakika alone does disqualify the brothers for doing yibum moving forward. The Braisa says further, kara v'lo rakika v'lo chalitza, if there's only kriya, nothing else, ein kan beis mechosh, there's no concern with anything, meaning there is no chalitza psula even. It's that even she wanted, they could do yibum afterwards. Kriya alone is worthless. Rakika alone creates a psul, but still demands a full chalitza afterwards. And the Gemara wants to know who authored this Braisa, money. Ilema Rebbe Eliezer is the author of this braisa. Chalza v'lo rakika v'lo kara chalitzasa ksher. Is that really true? It's acceptable. V'ha'amar Rebbe Eliezer kacha yase davar shu maisa ma'akev. That which is a maisa is ma'akev something. So that can't be the case here. That can't be a good chalitza because rakika is a maisa. So that wasn't done. That can't be a good chalitza. Elapshita, there must be Rebbe Akiva. V'katani rakika v'lo chalza v'lo kara. Chalitzasa psula. So there, if rakita was the only thing done, it does create a psul. So Bobby said, according to Rabbi Kiva, rakika alone is worthless. Here, rakika is effective in that it apostles the brothers from doing yibum, but they still need a full chalitza. So Laman, who is apostle agabe whom? Ilema la alma, that pshita mihavya chalitza deshari la alma. If we say that she's possible to marry somebody else, of course she can't marry anybody else. There is no full chalitza to permit her to marry anybody else. So when it says chalitza's psula lagabe whom? Elav la'achin must be referring to the brothers, that when the chalitza, when rakika is done, it's a chalitza psula, shema mina. So just look at Rashi. Rashi says, if you look at Rashi's Ela, lav la'shmina de psula ma'achin, that it says Rashi, dekaimlam ma'seches gittin, kol makum sheshaninu chalitza psula. Whenever the chalitza psula, that word phrase is used, it means psula, it's not good, it doesn't permit her to the shuk, however, it's poselas. Halachan, she's disqualified from doing yibum with her brothers in a similar way, just finishing the Gemara. Get pasul means pasul. It's not a good get to permit her to marry somebody else, but at the same time, posul and akun. It's effective in that there's a certain chalos. She can't marry a kohen. She's a grusha at this point. Either way, we see that this is according to Rabbi Akiva, where rakika is effective. So the Gemara says, okay. Now, the Rabbi Akiva, maishna rakika, maishna kriya. According to Rabbi Akiva, we said rakika alone is chalisa psula. Kriya alone is nothing. Ain ban kan base mechush. What's the difference? So the Gemara says that kriya de isa bain betchila bain besof. There's a kriya before the chalitza. There's another kriya after the chalitza. We split up the kriyas in different parts. Lo mechalfule. We're not going to confuse. We'll look at Rashi to get a full picture here. Rikika, where it only exists de betchila lesa ulvasofa isa. Rikika is only after, but not before. Mechalfule. People might confuse if also the mishre chalutza la'achin might come to permit it. So what does that even mean? So look at Rashi. Rashi writes, Maishna Rakika, four narrow lines down, de pasle, Maisha kriya de lo pasle, de katani ein kan beis mechush, v'hol v'tavayol l'dide lo kam akve. According to Rabbi Kiva, neither one's ma'akiv, not the Rakika, not the kriya. So how come when there's just the Rakika, it creates a psul, when it comes to kriya alone, it doesn't have any concern? So Rashi explains, kriya, bein kodim chalitza, man yivami, that's the reading that takes place before the chalitza, Bein la'achar chalitza, they also have a kriya after chalitza is done. There's another part we read, kacha yaseh. So there's a kriya both before and after the chalitza is done. Inami, armina and tisyabim, if we were to allow yibum after the kriya had been done, lo mechal for the inche, people won't confuse it for chalitza. Because the chashash is, someone might say, if the chalitza was done, they're going to say, oh, wait a second, oh, and then they did yibum afterwards. So if I saw the kriya was done, I might say that, oh, the kriya was done probably after chalitza. And even though chalitza was done, you could do yibum chalitza? No, no one's going to think that. Because they'll say the kriya that they saw was the kriya prior to the chalitza. No chalitza was ever done. She's not a chalutza. So even though kriya was done, I could still go ahead and do yibum. So look at Rashi again. Inami amrina tisyabim. Even if we do allow a yibum after the kriya, lo mechalf is the inshe bechalutza. People are not going to say, oh, yibum was done to a chalutza. No. The lesson of the meimrahach, baser chalitza is yabim. No one's going to say you could do yibum after chalitza. Damri hach kriya, they're going to say that kriya that was done to mekabel chalitza havya. That was the kriya that was prior to chalitza. So no one's going to get confused. So if kriya alone was done, the kriya, then there's no chashash of someone thinking such a thing. As opposed to about rakika. Rakika was done, the lesse ela basa chalitza. The only time rakika takes place is after chalitza has been done. So if I saw a rakika, even though there's no chalitza, but I'll say, oh, that must have been after the chalitza. And then I see Yibum take place afterwards. I'm going to say, oh, it must be Yibum was done to a chalutza. And that's Asi Lebechlufe, says Rashi, Michlefe in Shep. You're going to get confused. Viyomur, they're going to say, Hoch midirakika. The fact that it was a rakika, it was Vadei Chaltala, Bereisha, must be, it was preceded by a chalitza. Viafil Hochi, nonetheless, Hodjo Misyav Emes. And they did a Yibum after the chalitza. Again, there was no chalitza, but I might think there was a chalitza since there was rakika, the asul mishre chalutza lachen. And for that reason, although fundamentally, Rabbi Kiva thinks both rakika and kriya on their own is not essential, but if rakika was done, they asked yibum taking place after the fact because of this particular chashash. Take a look at Tosas for a second on top here. Tosas writes, it really goes on the previous daf, but it's right here anyways. Tosas says, Kocha yase davar shu maase ma'akev, that which was an action is ma'akev, as opposed to kriya, which isn't an action. Asks Tosfos, Vim Tomar. Uleman damar dakimas piv havi ma'ase, the Gemara Sanhedrin says, moving the lips is considered an action. Heicha ma'atina and kriya, how could you exclude kriya? Kriya is also a ma'ase b'fiv. So Tosfos says there are different levels of ma'ase. V'yeshomer demikomaka ma'ase geruhu yosem rukika. You're right, ma'akimas piv is considered a ma'ase, but it's less of a ma'ase than spitting. So once we're focusing on Maisa, we'll include Rakika as a Maisa, we'll exclude Akimas Piv as not a Maisa. Inami, alternatively, Lo Dami Lamanig Bekol Shemaisa Gadol. Where do we find that Dibor is considered Maisa? When my speech causes something else to create a Maisa. When I tell my animal to move, even though I didn't do a Maisa, but I caused a Maisa, that's when a Dibor is considered a Maisa. When my Maisa, just speaking, doesn't cause it, has no cause to it, just do a Kriya to the Yavama, that's not considered a Maisa when speech does not create a further action. Says the Gemara further now. Ikadami. We had a statement yesterday. We're going to now have a different approach to the statement, which is as follows. Ikadam. Hachi shalchulei, they sent to, I think it was Shmuel yesterday's daf. Yivama shirakaka tichot veina tzricha larok pamacharis. So if a yivama spits, she's able to do chalitza. The rakika doesn't disqualify, does not prevent her from doing a chalitza there afterwards, and there's no need for a, I'm sorry, wrong. Rakika, she does chalitza afterwards, and there's no need for rakika after the chalitza. Even though rakika should be after the chalitza, had it been done prior to chalitza, that was acceptable. There's no need to repeat it. Kiahi, like the case, the asid lakami de Rabbi Ami. There's a woman who came to Rabbi Ami, have a yothu Rabbi Abba, bar mamal kami, and Rabbi Ami was sitting there. Rakika, mekami de tichlet, she spat before she did chalitza. Amrlei Rabbi Ami, Chalitzla, Visharilei Tigra, go do Chalitza now, and you're permitted to go out and get married. Amrlei Rabbi Abba, Vahabain and Merik, so don't you need her to spit? Harakakala, so she spit already. So Terik Mabakach, let her spit a second time. What's the big deal for if she spits two times? So Nafik Minei Churba, it might come out a terrible thing. What would happen? Diamis Tihad of Terik, if we say she requires to spit yet a second time, I mean, people might say, the rakika kamaisa lespe mashasha. The fact that she spit initially was really worthless. It didn't mean anything. It didn't register. V'yasa mishrei chalutza lachene, and therefore might permit someone else in a different case to marry the brothers. In other words, if she were to spit to her brothers, so the lach is she's really possible to the brothers. And she has to do chalitza now. So let's say we make her do a spit afterwards. So I might say, oh, the first spitting was really nothing. And if a person just spit, she could actually marry the brothers. The yibum would actually work. But it doesn't work, so therefore we can't require a second spitting, lest one suggests that the first spitting had no consequences, because that's not the case. So the Gemara then says, V'ha ba'inan kesidrim, but it doesn't have to be in order? Doesn't the chalitza have to precede the rakika? Kesidrim lamakv, not true. Ideally, we like there to be a certain seder, but it's not ma'akev, the effect of the chalitza. Who saver duchuya kamat? He thought he was just kind of blowing him off and saying, "We really the same as Makib, I don't want to deal with you anymore. Just leave here." But then it turns out Nafik Dakva Ashri, he actually came across a brisa that clearly said he wasn't just saying this; he actually meant it. The brisa says that the seder is not Makib. The Tanya, the brisa says, "Bein shehiktim chalitza l'rkika, bein shehiktim rkika l'chalitza." Regardless of the order, Masha asa asay. It would be the other; it's all acceptable. Ideally, l'chachila, it should be first the chalitza and then a rakika, but b'dievet, had the order been a switch, that would have been acceptable. It would be acceptable, as was in the case above. So Gemara now says, Levi nafik l'kriyasa. One time Levi went out to the village or the city or something, and they bombarded him with a number of questions. They said to him, "Bayimine gidemis mahu shetachlot. Could a woman who's missing hands, can she perform chalitza? What's the shaila? Well, how does she do chalitza? She has no hands to pull it off. So Rashi suggests she uses her teeth. Can she use her teeth to remove the shoe from the yavam? Yavama, another question they ask, yavama shirakika dam mahu. If the yavama, she spits and blood came out, would that be effective? And the third question, it says in the pasuk that appears, this is a pasuk in Daniel, Aval agid lecha es harashim b'chsav emes. I'll tell you the writing that was in truth. So he asks the question: Mechlal dik k'sav shein emes? Is the writing from above that is not emes? So lahav b'yaldei. Levi did not know the answers to any of these three questions they asked him. So also shal be medrash. They went to the base medrash to ask the different bnei yeshiva there. And Amrulei, they said to him the following: Miksiv v'chaltza b'yad. The pasuk doesn't say b'yad that she must use her hand to perform chalitza. So therefore, chalitza, as long as the shoe has been removed, I don't care how she removes it, that's effective. Umiksiv v'yarka rok, does it say she has to spit saliva? Then she has to spit. Whether saliva comes out or whether blood comes out, that's the same. Aval agid lecha rashim b'ksav emes, v'chiyesh ksav shein emes. What's the answer to this? Lo kashya, kan b'gzardin sheyeshi moshvua, kan b'gzardin sheyeshi moshvua. As we've seen in the past, that if there's a gzardin, a Kadosh Baruch Hu has a gzardin, a decree from above, if it was said with a shvua, that's a ksav emes, that's a writing that can't be overturned. But if it was no shvua, of course it's emes if it comes from Shemaim, but it's not as said, it's not as established, and that can be overturned if it was not accompanied by a shvua. Kedrav Shmuel, the next few lines is pretty much a quotation from the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Kedrav Shmuel bar Ami, the Amar of Shmuel bar Ami, Amar of Yonasan, Minayin the Gzardin, Sheishimo Shvua. How do I know a Gzardin, a decree from above, that was accompanied by a Shvua, She'eno Miskarea, cannot be torn, cannot be overturned? Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, L'chanish Bati Leves Eli, Imiskaber Avon Beis Eli, Bezevach Mincha Ad Olam. So I swear that this decree of Beis Eli, the Maisa Beis Eli, they had delayed the Karbanos, so they were punished for forever. So, Amar Rabba, Bivizevach Mincha Einem Eskaper. So Rabba was Medayek, that only time this Shvu, this decree of the Shua, will not have any Kapara, but Karbanos won't bring a Kapara. About Meskaper, who Bedivre Torah, but with learning, that would bring on Kapara. Abai Amar, Bizevach Mincha Einem Eskaper, about Meskaper, Begimuz Chasadim. It requires Begimuz Chasadim, say Torah, Ugmiz Chasadim. Rabba had to do both, and Abai said one. There's Machlokas when Rabba says both Torah, Ugmis Chasadim, rather when Abai says both Torah Ugmis Chasadim, does he mean one or the other, or does he require both? The Chida says you need both Torah plus Gmis Chasadim, and the Yushalmi actually says Tfilah is also effective. That's part of a larger discussion between the Bavli and the Yushalmi. The Yushalmi oftentimes focuses more on Torah, rather Yushalmi focuses more on Tfilah, and Bavli oftentimes focuses more on Torah. But either way, this is a Gzar Din that we had a Shvuah, that there was the karbanos would not be effective to overturn. You have to use the deepest of skulas of Torah and perhaps Gmilas Chasadim. So Gemara says, Rabba v'Abai mid Beis Eli Kasu. They both came from the house of Beis Eli. And Rabba da'asik b'Torah, Rabba who only learned, he wasn't involved in the Chesed as much as we would expect. Chaya Arba Mishana, he only lived 40 years as part of the decree, the klal on the house of Beis Eli. And Abai, the Asik Batara, Ugmias Chasan, he both engaged himself in learning, and Chesed, Chaya Shisin Shana, he lived 60 years. Now, Tosha points out here, there's some Girsals that said this is supposed to be Rava as opposed to Rabba, but the Tosha says it has to be Rabba. Rabba was a Kohen, Rava was not a Kohen, Eli was a Kohen, so Rabba must be the Girsa, not Rava. Either way, this is an example of a Gzardin Shieshimo Shvua. That's what Ksav Emes means. So Gemara now quotes a Brice, a Tanur Rabbanon, along the same lines here. Mishpach Achas Haisa B'Yushalayim. There's a particular family who lived in Yushalayim. Mishayu Meshim Geben Shmona Esrei Shana. The children will die around 18 years old. Ubaba Odiyah, Rabbi Nochman Zakai, they told him and asked him for a Shaila, for an Eitz, what should we do? Amr Lehem, he says, Shemimi Mishpachas Eli Atem. Maybe you come from the house of Beis Eli. Shenem Arvachol All the descendants of Beis Eilel will die young. So luchuvi is kubatara. Go learn, go to kolah, go to yeshiva, go to Beis Medrash. V'tichu and you'll live. Halachav askubatara. They went and sat in the Beis Medrash. V'chayu they lived. But you call also mishpacha Yochanan, mishpachas Yochanan. Ashmo they called their last name is called the family of the Yochanans because of Yochanan Zake gave this etza to have the children live longer. So Amar Rabbi Shmuel, Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Unya, Amar Rav. Minayin legzardin shel tzibur sheino nechtam. That how do you know a gzardin that was given, a decree that was decreed upon the tzibur? It's not sealed. Eino nechtam. It's not sealed. V'haksiva kiim tichbesid mineser v'tarbilach boris nechtam avonechel lefanai nechtam. Even that's spelled the chaf. It's the same idea with the ches. It is sealed when a decree is given to the tzibur. El minayin shafilu nechtam. Even if it is sealed, niskare. There's an opportunity to tear the decree if it was given to the tzibur. Shenemar says, "Mi kashem elkeinu bechol kareinu elav." Who's like Hashem that we could call him out wherever we are? Vaksiv derish Hashem b'matal, but doesn't say you have to seek out Hashem. Lo kashi habiyachida habit tzibur. So one by yachid, one by a tzibur. That when it comes to a tzibur, whenever the tzibur wants, they can always call out Hashem. A yachid only certain times of the year. So when the certain times of the yachid emas, when is that? Amar Rav Nachman. These are the days where even a yachid is able to call out to Kadosh Baruch Hu and find the Kadosh Baruch Hu and undo the decree. So now the Gemara says back to the topic of Yibum. They sent a message to the Avu Shmuel. Yivama Shiraka Kadam Tichlots. That a woman does Rikika, she could go ahead and do Chalitza. Even though Dam came out when she spit, that was enough. She doesn't need another spitting. Why? It's impossible that if she spits out blood, that there is no saliva there. There must be some saliva as well. And therefore, even though you only saw blood, that was still acceptable. So Meitzvi asks the Gemara, Yachol Ya'al Dam Hayotze Mipiva Umepia Ama Tamei Tamalomer Zovo Tamei Vein Dam Hayotze Mipiva. So the din is that if a man would have dam come from him, that doesn't disqualify him. That's not the only carry or ziva, but not dam. Dam, that doesn't disqualify. So why don't we say, yifshar dam below tzichsuche carry or tzichsuche ziva? So why don't we say that? So Gemara says, lo kashu, there's a difference. Kam b'motetes, kam b'shoses. But motetes is when in the mouth, so when she was building up saliva, she's gathering saliva, so although we only saw blood, it was impossible that there's no saliva that's there as well. When it comes to a case of a ziva or a zava, so that was a shows it came out fast, it wasn't built up, and therefore it's possible there is dam without any ziva, and that's why there's a difference between these two different cases. Now there's a fascinating question brought down by the Rishonim. They ask the question, when we say that dam, that she efshar l'dam below tzichtzuche rok, they ask the question, but wait a second, shouldn't we say that should be batel, that the saliva should be batel berov dam, and most of his dam, it should be batel. So how can we say, even though there might be saliva that's there, it should be batel? So the Tosafot says the only time we apply bittul berov is only true when we're looking for a particular shear. When a shear is necessary, then we say bittul berov. We're looking for shear, and the blood is mevatel the rok here. But there's no shear when it comes to a kikah. We never said how much rok must come out. So as long as there's something, that's sufficient. We're not looking for a particular measurement. And that's why Tosafot says it doesn't apply here. The Mordechai says differently. Mordechai says the only time bittul berov applies is when you have two different elements come together and they're combined to a mixture. But when the element comes, it was created in such a form together, that's not called bittul. So since when the saliva and blood came out, it was created in this world together as one unit, that's not bittul berov. That's just how it is. But blood came and saliva came, and then it got mixed together, that's when one would apply the din of bittul berov. Fine, so back inside the Gemara now, last line, and we'll turn to the next page. Cheresh shenechlatz v'chule. So going on to the next page now, the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Zu Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is all the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir said that if a katan does chalitza, although the chalitza isn't entirely effective, it is enough to passel the option of yibum from that point on. That's all the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Aval chacham omrim ein chalitza's katan klum. The katan were to perform chalitza, it's ineffective entirely, and he could still do yibum after the fact. So Gemara then says further, Katana shechalitza. If Katana did the chalitza, if she did the chalitza, she must wait till she gets older. Tachlos mishis taskdil, she tagdil, says the Gemara, says the Mishnah. So Amar Yehuda Marav Zu Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's all the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Damar ish ksiv the parsha umakshinan ish leish. That we have to have a man, an adult, both man and woman. But a katana katana was ineffective. That's all Rabbi Meir's shita, that a katana katana are excluded from the parsha of yibum and chalitza. Aval chachamim omrim ish ksiv a parsha isha ben gadol ben katana. It says ish in the pasuk, But then say Isha. So yes, an Ish, a man, must be a Gadol. But then say Isha, so implying that even a Katana could perform Chalitza. So man Chacham, who are the Chacham who allow a Katana to perform Chalitza? It's Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi, Haba Yase, they were sitting down. Pasuk Chaim and Ayub Amar, one of them said, Hamis Palil, Tzarech, someone who's davening, Tzarech Shiten Einav Lamata, must put his eyes down and focus on his humility downwards. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, Vayu Einai Libi, Sham Kol Yamim, it's my eyes and heart are there, reference to downwards. V'chad Amar Einav Lamala, the eyes should be towards above. Shenemar, Nosu Levavainu Kapai, my heart should be lifted up, the eyes should be focused on the above. So this was a conversation that both Rabbi Chin and Rabbi Shimon were having. Also Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yossi came, the Gavayo joined the conversation. And Amar Lahu, he says to them, Maya Siktu, what are you guys involved in? What's your discussion? Amar Lahu, Tfilah, talking about Tfilah. So Amar Lahu, Kach Amar Abba, my father Rabbi Yossi said, this is Rabbi Shmuel speaking, my father Rabbi Yossi said, Ha mispalo tzarech shiten einav lamata, ulibo lamal, his eyes should be focused on the above, his eyes should be focused looking downwards, and his heart should be focused on the above, kadeshish kai mushne mikraz alod, in order to compromise between both of these psukim. Adahachi, when this conversation was taking place, also Rebbe, the Mesif, the Rebbe came to the base medrash. Innu, the Havik Klili, so the other two, Rebbe Chia and Rebbe Shimon, who were very light, they're skinny, so they quickly ran, Yasub Duchlai, they ran to the seat, because Rebbe came in, they ran to sit in the Makom. Rebbe Shmuel, Rebbe Yossi, Agav Yukre, he was heavier, he was a bit larger, Havik Mifsev Azil, he slowly was making his way over to the seat. And when Rebbe got into the base medrash, he was still walking the seat. It took him a while to get to where he was supposed to be sitting. So Amalei Avdin, who was a Talmud of Rebbe, he goes over to Yishmael, who's taking a long time to get to a seat. He says it was a pretty nasty conversation here, a bit harsh. Mi hu zesh mefaseh roshe am kodesh? Who's the one who's stepping on the heads of the people? You're busy walking and disrupting Rebbe, trying to give shir now. Who is this person? Amalei Ani Yishmael Rebbe Yossi. I'm Yishmael, the son of Rebbe Yossi. Shabbati lilmol Torah. I came to listen to a shir. Are you fit to learn from Rebbe? Who are you to learn from Rebbe? So Amarle v'chi Moshe haya hagin lomo Torah mi piyak gvura. Was Moshe fit to learn from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? No, but he did anyways. So I'm not so fit, but I'm willing to learn from Rebbe. So Amarle Abdin says back v'chi Moshe. You think you're Moshe? So he says back to him, Amarle v'chi Rabcha Elokimu. Is your Rebbe God? So obviously it's a bit of a harsh conversation. And I'm Rav Yosef. Yosef K just kind of piped in. Rav Yosef commented, Shakli Rebbe, Lemitchefase, the Kamerle Rabchavla Rebbe. So Rebbe kind of got punished here because he was referred to your Rebbe, not my Rebbe. And Rebbe really should have intervened here. So Rebbe kind of got punished, it seemed. Either way, back to the Gemara. Adahachi, while this whole terrible conversation was taking place, Asya Yivamala Kame de Rebbe. Yivama came into the presence of Rebbe in this base medrash. And Amarle, he says, Rebbe says, La Avdan to his Talmud Avdan, his Gaba, his Shamish, Poke Badka, go to inspect him. And Rashi says, inspect the she if she is Shte Saros to see whether she's a Katana still, or whether she's a Gadola, whether she's fit to do Chalitz or not. The Basa de Nafik, after Avdan goes out to inspect her, Amarle, Rebbe Shmuel says, Akach Amar Abba, my father Rebbe Yossi, that's why I brought this up, Raisi, Rebbe Yossi, says Ish Kasa Beparsha, well Isha Ben Gadol Ben Katana. Only a man must be inspected to see whether it's a Gadol. But the Gabe, the woman, doesn't say the word Isha, and therefore even a Katana is allowed to do so. So Rabbi Shmuel quotes from Rabbi Yossi. Amrele Talot Chichas Kvar Hori Zakin. So he says, okay, the Zakin already spoke. Rabbi Yossi, quoted by his son Rabbi Shmuel, already spoke. There's no need to inspect her. Leave her alone. She's allowed to do it even if she's a Katana. So, Kimafase Abdan of Ase. So Abdan came back into the base medrash and he was walking through the aisles. And Amarle Rabbi Shmuel says, Rabbi Yossi, Misha Tzarech Lo Am Kadosh, those who's needed by the Am Kadosh, in other words, myself, you need me, you need my psak for my father. Yefase Roshi Am Kadosh, I'm allowed to walk over the heads of you all. I can walk slowly through the aisles. Misha Tzarech Lo Am Kadosh, those who the tzibur doesn't need, in other words, you Avdan, they don't need you, you're not teaching us anything. Hayach Yefase Roshi Am Kadosh, who gives you the right to walk over the heads? Who gives you the right to walk through the aisles here? So Amarle Rebbe says to Avdan, Kum beduchtech, go up and stand in your place here. He saw that Avdan was very disrespectful to Rabbi Shmuel. And the Tane Ba'osa Shah, the Brisa taught us, in that moment, Nitzareya, Avdan had Tzaras, because he spoke Lashonara, he spoke badly about Rabbi Shmuel. The Tavu Shnei Banav, it seems his two sons had sunk, and they drowned, they died. Umanu Shnei Kalosav, and Min was performed to his two daughter-in-laws. Terrible things happened to his family because of Lashonara that took place. So Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzhak, Baruch Rachmana, thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kasper the Avdan, that Avdan was embarrassed, Lahai Bahai Alma, in this world, because what he had done to Rabbi Yishmael. So Amar Rabbi Yami says, Medvarv Shal Birebi, the words of the son of Rabbi, in other words, from Rabbi Yishmael, Numa, we learn that Katana can be Chaletes, Bipuotas. Puotas is a certain age where she can understand Rashi's 6 or 7 years, where she could kind of, given, she knows how to share properly. So already at that age, you're allowed to do, Chalitza. Rava Amar Acha Tegila Onas Nadarm. No, not until she's the age of 11, where she understands how Nadarm work a bit. And Vehilchas Rabban Mami Paskin Acha Tavi Shesaros, even though we had this whole Maisa, and we quote Rabbi Yosef, we Paskin Alach Lamaisa, that she must be a Gedola, she must have Shesaros. So now back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah is quoted as saying, Chalitza B'Shnayim, we had the Machlokas, whether or not a Bezdin can be done for Chalitza with one, or you need two or three. So Amar Rav Yosef Bar Minyumi, Amar Rav Nachman, Ein Halacha Kosa Zug, we do not pass like that Zug, that couple, that pair in the Mishnah that said, a Yechidi can do Chalitza, we don't hold like them. V'Hamar Rav Nachman, didn't Rav Nachman already Echad Zimna? He already told this one time. Amar Rav Yosef Bar Minyumi, Amar Rav Nachman, Chalitza B'Shosh, you need three. So how can we have to another din? We don't pass like the Zug that says one is good. We don't hold that way. We require three. So why say the statement two different times? Chichel, why said we need both statements? Because the Itmar Hach Kamaisa, how we have the first one that we don't hold like the Zug that you need three. Have a mina, that's Hani Mili Chachila. But Bidiyevet, a few tray, maybe Bidiyevet if two were used for Chalitza would be effective. Kamashwal, and even Bidiyevet, Ein Halacha Kosa Zug, you need three, both the Chachila, and even Bidiyevet, without three, it won't be effective. Have we taught the din that we don't pass like that pair? Maybe you should require even five, like the other pair, Rabbi Huda in the Mishnah. Chicha, the Talmud, we know three is the Chachila and three is Bidiyevin. And we'll finish off the daf with this. The Gemara says, Maisha Shechalti, this Maisha, Chalitza was done, Beinu Leveinah in the Mishnah, and it was good, it was done in the jail, Beis Hasurim, and they said it was acceptable. So what exactly is that Maisa? We're missing some of the details here. So ask the Gemara, Beinu Leveinah, Miyadana. If it was done between the Yavam, Yavam, and the Beis Hasurim, who saw it? You need to have a Bezdin there. So where was the Bezdin? So Amar Vihuda, Amar Shmuel, Ve'edim Rona Sami Bechutz, and Edim witnessed it from the outside, that's why it was good. Yes, it was between the Yavam and Yavama alone, it wouldn't be effective. But here you had Edom, here you had a Bezdin. The Gemara then says, Ibari Lahu, Maisa Shechaltu Beina Levena, Abra, Uba Maisa Levena Reb Kiva Beis Asum. Did this Maisa take place outside, and they presented the Shailen to Rabbi Kiva, who was in jail? We know he spent some time in jail. Or, El Dilma, Maisa Shechaltu Beina Levena Beis Asum. The Maisa took place in jail, and was sent to Rabbi Kiva outside of jail. So what was the Beis Hasurim? Was it qualifying the event? Or was it qualifying the Shaila presented to Rabbi Kiva? And the Gemara says both happened. In other words, Amar of Yehuda Amar Rava, Beis Hasurim HaYamaisa, Beis Hasurim BaMaisa. The Maisa took place in jail, and the Shaila was sent to Rabbi Kiva, who was in jail at that very time. Okay, we'll stop here, and everyone have a wonderful day.
So by the Katana, the reason...